Once upon a time, long, long time ago, way down in the Ozarks, the folks who lived there used to say, "You better watch out for old Bally Sally Cotto. When you hear the ground begin to rumble, and you see the dishes begin to shake back and forth, and when you see a big, tall stack of flapjacks just oozing over with butter and syrup go flinging around the room of the cabin, you know that's shaken. You know that old Bally Sally Cotto is in the heart of Stone Mountain a-snoring." Now, even though it was a little inconvenient, if you happened to be milking the cow, and that old cow's body would come toward you, and then it would lean, and then it would come toward you, and then it would lean the other way, and then it would come toward you, and that bucket full of milk, it would just fall right over and go rolling down the hill, spilling all the milk into little rivulets. And you might just fall off that three-legged stool. Well, that was a little convenient if you were scrubbing the floor of the cabin, and the bucket would go sliding this away and that away, slopping the water all around. And it was a little inconvenient if you were washing the windows, and everything would begin to shake this away and that away, and you'd almost fall off the stool on which you were standing. That's all when old Bally Sally Cotto was snoring in his cave in the heart of the mountain, for everything would shimmy and everything would shake. But the folks who lived on Stone Mountain, they weren't scared when old Bally Sally Cotto was snoring. They were scared when the snoring stopped. That's when they all whispered one to another, "It's Bally Sally Cotto. He's going to be coming. He's going to be coming out of his cave and walking down the valley looking for his supper. Quick, quick, run and hide, run and hide." And everybody ran to their favorite secret hiding place. Some ran under the bed, and some just rolled up in the feather bed. Some went out to the outhouse and closed the door. Some folks hid in the ashes of the chimney, and some folks ran outside and dug holes by the bushes. Some folks jumped into the streams and held their breath as long as they could. And then old Bally Sally Cotto would come walking down the valley looking for his breakfast, but everybody was gone, gone, gone. Well, this all happened just like I've told you one day, and everybody was safely hiding in their favorite spots, all except for Jack and his grandpa John. They were down in the pasture, and they were skinning beef. They had taken their long butcher knives, and they had sharpened them that very morning on the whetstone. And they had led the cow down to the pasture, the cow they'd been fattening up for 6 months. And they killed her that very morning, and they were so busy skinning her and cutting her up into big hunks of meat to hang in the smokehouse to eat for supper throughout the winter. They didn't even notice when the ground began to shimmy and shake. They didn't even notice when it got all quiet and still. It wasn't till old Bally Sally came walking down the valley and stood right there in front of Jack and his grandpa John, making a shadow fall all across the valley. That little Jack, he looked up and he saw standing there was Bally Sally Cotto. He was great, big, tall, blocking out the sun. And Jack said, "Grandpa, Grandpa, look, it's Bally Sally Cotto." Grandpa, who was hard of hearing, kind of squinted his eyes, kept right on cutting the beef. And he said, "Eh? What'd you say?" And Jack said, "Grandpa, Grandpa, listen, it's Bally Sally Cotto. He's standing right there." And Grandpa, he looked up and he saw Bally Sally and he said, "Good lands, boy, why didn't you say so in the first place?" He said, "Ask him what he wants."
And little Jack, he stood tall as he could, although he hardly came to Bally Sally's knee. And Jack, he put his hands up to his mouth and he hollered, "Bally Sally, what do you want?"
Bally Sally Cotto, he looked down from way up high in the sky, and he said, "Give me some beef."
And Jack said, "Grandpa," he said,
"I heard what he said, son. Give him what he wants."
And so Jack, he took his hunting knife and he cut out a great big slice of beef.
And he handed it, up as high as he could reach. And old Bally Sally Cotto, he just reached down with one of his hands that they say was shaped like a toilet seat. And he snatched it up, and he threw that piece of beef up into the sky, and he opened up his mouth, which they say was bigger than a bathtub, and he swallowed it down whole. "Give me some more," said Bally Sally. Grandpa said, "I heard him just fine, Jack. Do what he says." And Jack, he cut another piece of beef, and he lifted it up just as high as he could, and Bally Sally reached down and popped it into his big old bathtub mouth and swallowed it down whole. "Give me some more, son." And Jack, he started to cut up that beef, and he handed it to Bally Sally, and Bally Sally snatched it up and threw it into his mouth, piece after piece after peace, until there was nothing left. Grandpa, he looked down, he saw there wasn't anything left at all of that cow except the hide, and he said to Jack, "Jack, ask him what he wants now." And Jack said, "Bally Sally, what do you want now?" Bally Sally Cotto made a big smile, and he said, "Now I want my dessert." And Grandpa said, "Jack, I heard him. Let's get out of here." Well, Jack, he began to run like lightning. His little legs, they just moved so fast, it sounded like this. And Grandpa, he had a gimpy leg, and he couldn't run very fast. And when he ran, going fast as he could, it sounded like this. Well, there was that little boy running like lightning. And Grandpa trying to keep up with him best he could. And old Bally Sally Cotto, he watched that old man running on that gimpy leg. And he watched that little boy running like lightning. And he laughed. He started to laugh until the laugh tears just filled up his eyes. And meantime, Grandpa said, "Come on, Jack, let's hide behind this here gorse bush." And old Bally Sally Cotto, still holding his belly with laughter, took one step and peeked over the gorse bush and said, "Ha, ha, I see you." And Grandpa said, "Come on, Jack, let's get out of here." And they ran and they hid behind the chicken coop. And old Bally Sally Cotto, he just bent his big old body and he said, "I see you." And Grandpa said, "Come on, Jack, let's get out of here." And poor old Grandpa running as fast as he could. And Jack running as fast as he could. Why, they were running this away and that away, looking for some place to hide. And they looked like two little water bugs swimming on top of the pond. Each one swimming this away and that away, trying to get away from the other. And old Bally Sally Cotto, he started to laugh even harder. And his eyes filled all the way up to the brim with great big laugh tears. They filled his eyes so he couldn't even see for 10 whole minutes. And that gave Grandpa and Jack time to run out of that there pasture and down the road. They ran down the road lickety-split till they came to their little one-room cabin. And there on the porch sat Grandma. Now, Grandma, she couldn't hear too well either. And she didn't hear all this ruckus and everyone yelling at her. And there was Jack calling, "Grandma, Grandma, run and hide, because Bally Sally Cotto is coming." Grandma didn't hear. She just kept right on a-rocking.
Now, she was rocking in a great big rocking chair that Grandpa had made for her, 'cause Grandma, she weighed 300 pounds. And when she rocked, it sounded like this. Scrack, 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 scrack. Now, Grandma had on her knees her loom, and she was weaving on a little tiny hand loom on her knees, and she was throwing the shuttle back and forth, and it sounded like this. Squeakety-boom, boom, boom, squeakety-boom, boom, boom, squeakety-boom, boom, boom. And so when she rocked, scrack, 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 she was also weaving a squeakety-boom, boom, boom, squeakety-boom, boom, boom, squeakety-boom, boom, boom. And she was so busy, and being hard of hearing like Grandpa, she didn't hear Jack yelling and hollering, Grandma, Grandma, run and hide, 'cause Bally Sally Cotto is coming. And Grandma said, eh? What'd you say? And Jack said, Grandma, Grandma, run and hide, 'cause Bally Sally Cotto's coming and he's gonna eat us all up for dessert. And Grandma said, well, Jack, you don't need to shout so. And she stopped her rocking, and she stopped her weaving. And she said, well, if you and Grandpa are so scared, why don't you hide over under that lye pot over there? And sure enough, there by the edge of the cabin was a big, round, black iron pot turned upside down, 'cause Grandma only used it when she was making lye soap. And Jack said, come on, Grandpa, we gotta hide. And Grandpa said, eh? What'd you say? And Jack said, oh, come on, Grandpa. And he grabbed him by the hand, and he lifted up that big iron pot, and the two of them scrambled underneath. Now, Jack kept it open just a little bit so he could watch what was happening. No sooner had they gotten under the pot than big old Bally Sally Cotto was coming down the valley, and he was mad walking down that road toward Grandma's house. He had wiped away those laugh tears, and he wasn't laughing anymore. And he was mumbling and grumbling to himself, where'd they go, that little old man, that little boy that I was going to swallow me down for dessert? Where are they? Where'd they go? And he was peeking over this and over that, around us, and he couldn't find them. And then he looked straight ahead down the road, and he saw Grandma, round and plump and juicy. She was just sitting there going about her business, 'cause she weren't scared of old Bally Sally Cotto. So she just kept on a-rocking, scrack, 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 and a-weaving a squeakety-boom, boom, boom, squeakety-boom, boom, boom, squeakety-boom, boom, boom. And Bally Sally Cotto came up, and he stood right there, right in front of Grandma, sitting on the porch, rocking and weaving. And he said, Grandma, where'd they go, that old man and that little bitty boy that runs like lightning? You better tell me right now, or I'll swallow you down for dessert. Grandma, she pretended not to hear, and she said, eh? What'd you say? And Bally Sally said, where'd they go, that little old man and that little boy? Tell me where they went. And Grandma said, well, you don't need to shout so, sonny. She said, if you hold me up by your ear, I'll tell you. And so Bally Sally Cotto took that big old hand of his, that big old toilet seat hand, and he scooped up Grandma, rocking chair, loom and all, and he held her high right by his ear, which was great and big and round, like the very cave in which he lived in the heart of Stone Mountain. And Grandma, instead of whispering anything in Bally Sally's ear, jumped inside with her loom and her rocking chair, and she made her way down that ear, way inside that deep and turning canal, way down near the very throat of Bally Sally. And she set up her rocking chair, and she set up her loom, and from deep inside the ear of Bally Sally, you could hear her rockin', scrick, 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 scrick,
and a weavin'. A squeakity boom boom boom, up a squeakity boom boom boom. And old Bally Salicato, he took his finger and he stuck it down his ear and he said, "You get out of my ear, you old granny, granny." But he couldn't reach granny because she was way inside. And the titch and the scratch and the itch and the touch of it drove him wild. And he jumped up and down, rum, rum, rum. And he scratched his head and he pulled his hair. But nothing could make Grandma stop. She kept on a-rockin', scrack, 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 scrack. And she kept on a-weavin', a-squeakity-boom-boom-boom, a-squeakity-boom-boom-boom, till old Bally Sally thought he was going mad. He knew he had to get that Grandma out of his ear. So he bent over his head, and he pawed the ground like a wild bull. And then he saw behind Grandma's house a great ledge of rock just there. And he thought, "I'll bash her out. I'll hit my head on that piece of rock, and she'll come out then." And he started to snort, and to rage, and he bent his head, and he started to run, and he ran, and he ran, and he ran, and he crushed his head in the side of the mountain. And Bally Sally fell down dead. Well, Jack, he peeked out from under that lye pot, and he said, oh, Grandpa, I think Grandma's dead. And Grandpa, he said, "Eh? What'd you say?" "Oh, never mind, Grandpa, let's go see what happened." And Jackie pulled Grandpa out from under the lye pot, and they ran. It took them 20 minutes to run up to where the head of Bally Sally Cotto lay on the ground. He didn't make a sound, Bally Sally didn't. He didn't move, for Bally Sally Cotto was dead. And Jack called, "Grandma! Oh, Grandma!" And from way inside Bally Sally's head came a little voice. "Eh? What'd you say?" "Oh, Grandma, Grandma, climb on out of there. Come on down." And Grandma, she grabbed her loom and her rocking chair, and she pulled herself up, and she slid down Bally Sally's cheek and down his neck and down his shoulder and down his arm and all the way down to the tips of his fingers. And Grandma, she said, "Well," she said, "I told you I wasn't scared of old Bally Sally." Grandpa said, "Eh? What'd you say?" And Jack said, "Oh, Grandpa, Grandma killed old Bally Sally Cotto." And Grandpa said, "Oh," he said, "Well, Grandma, what you gonna do with the body?" And Grandma, she thought a minute, and she said, "I ain't gonna do nothing with the body, Grandpa. Why, we're gonna let the rain fall on it, and then little bits of rock and dirt from the mountain will fall down, cover him up in a few hundred years, and out of his belly button and out of his fingers will grow little wildflowers in bushes and trees in time. And pretty soon old Bally Sally cut all covered up with dirt and mud. We'll let the wind blow on him and the snow come. And old Bally Sally Cotto, after a few seasons, will be just part of the mountain out of which he came." Now, all those things Grandma said happened, and time passed, and time passed. And you know, if you'd go down to those Ozark Hills today in the southern part of Missouri, there's some things there that you would see. You'd see a very special place called Johnson Shut-In's Park. and there's a big, tall hill that's all covered with rock, and the rock has a stream just gushing all through it, and the stream has made holes in the rock. And children today, why, they put on their swimming suits, and they go to the top, and they wash down in that swishing stream to the very bottom, where there's a great big pool of still water. Now the folks who know this story say that all those rocks with all those holes through which all that water comes a-gushing, why, those are just some of the bones of old Bally Sally, his finger bones, his knee bones, his toe bones. And way at the bottom where that big pond of water, deep and deep, just stays. That's the eye socket of old Bally Sally, all filled up with rainwater over the years. And not too far away, there's a place called Elephant Rocks. Big, tall, round, smooth rocks. The folks who know the story say, those are the rib bones. Those are the thigh bones. Those are the arm bones of old Bally Sally, worn smooth over the years. And then not far away, there's another place. It's the highest point in Missouri. It's a mountain today they call Tom's Sock. But the folks who know the story say, ah, that's just the belly of old Bally Sally, covered over with rock and stone and trees and grass. So, whether or not old Bally Sally really did walk the valley hundreds of years ago, I don't know. But I do know there's Tom Sock Mountain today, and Elephant Rocks, and the Johnson Shut-ins, and who knows where they came from, if it weren't possibly from the bones of old Bally Sally.